Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolled on this Thursday morning. We're now just 3 days away. We're getting close. We are getting close. The anticipation obviously rising. And the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers, they loom. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, you know, it's coming. And that's exciting. It really is. Now, we'll find out ultimately what happens. We know what happened yesterday. Jalen Hurts practiced, and there were no signs, at least that we know of concussion symptoms. So, you know, all should be good there. Sixers, they win last night, but they beat a Wizards team that is just dog meat. So what does it even really matter, frankly? But look, all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
What's up, Johnny?
Christopher Columbus had blonde hair.
Didn't know it.
I didn't know that either.
I
could think of a painting I remember of Christopher Columbus from growing up.
Brown hair, right?
Brown hair.
I feel like I've always seen him with brown
sort
hair.
Sort of like a red, ruddy face, a black weird hat. It looked like a judge's gown on or something. That's the picture I saw of him. Apparently, he had blonde hair, and by the time he was in his 30s, it had all gone completely white.
And is that when he came over?
I don't know.
I don't know that either. 1492, because he sailed that.
You could check when he was born.
That ocean blue thing. All right. So look, and by the way, Chris Columbus, Eagles fan.
Chris Columbus.
Yeah.
I did not realize he was an Eagles fan. Probably that'd be
Chris
cool
Columbus,
to see
director of Home Alone,
of
as well.
He was 41 when he sailed for America.
Well, then it was whitey.
He was completely white haired then.
All right, so guys, let's get to it here. We got a big old game, and you know, excitement is in the air, obviously, as it should be. Confidence is in the air. I think fairly obviously, as it should be. What I wonder is if there's overconfidence in the air. I mean, John, this is a fascinating matchup, a game that's a rematch, played, you know, 18 weeks ago or whatever the heck it would be, and it was a close game, and the Eagles pulled it out, but we remember that thing went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Now, look, the Eagles typically pull games out. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was not an Eagles squad. Like, John, you're a 4 squad. You would just annihilate people. I mean, you guys would just freaking tear teams apart, rest the starters in the fourth quarter. It was something to behold. This team, something to behold.
2022 Eagles did that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a lot of that, yeah. This team is something to behold, but in a different way. Play a lot of close games, and the Green Bay game week one was an example of that. And one thing that strikes me, and I'm curious if people agree with this, I do think there is overconfidence. I mean, I'm just telling you, based on our show, the calls, things I think we have said, myself included, and like, do I expect the Eagles to win? Yes, I do. I expect the Philadelphia Eagles to win the game. I want to be very clear about that. I expect the Eagles to win, but I don't expect it to the extent where I'll be, you know, like, shocked.
Jaws?
Jaws was way over the top. So, John, do you sense overconfidence amongst yourself?
Well, yeah.
The rest of us here, fan base, talk to me. What do you think?
I sense overconfidence in myself. I was worried about being a little bit overconfident. I think I got to come to grips with the fact that overconfidence is important. Confidence is important.
Yep.
Overconfidence, I think, as a fan, is expected at this point because I really do believe so strongly in our organization, our roster, our coaches, that I am overconfident. I am overconfident, but I'm growing okay with that.
Why?
And I'm growing okay with the idea that the team would be overconfident because I want them to be cocky. I know that they are good enough to be cocky. I want them to sometimes overconfident is good because it really does lead to confidence. I want unflappable belief. I do believe we will continue to grow even through this playoff process as a team. and we need to continue to be open-minded to getting better as we play through this field, which is crazy in the NFC. But it's good to be good enough to be cocky, and we're that good, and I think we're much better than this Packers team. I think we can lean on them, and I think we can make it look like we are much better when it's all said and done. But they are a quality team.
They
you
know, are.
You look at the
they
way
are.
That they, you look at the stats from the season. You look at the fact, you know, opponent rush yards per game. I always like to look at that. The Packers are seventh. You know, they're better than we are at stopping
Aren't
the
run.
Aren't
they top 10 offense and defense?
Yes.
I mean, that like right
yes.
there, that tells you that's.
They're good.
That's a quality
they're a well-rounded
team. Yeah, that's a good
team.
Squad, man. Yeah.
So they're seventh stopping the run right behind Detroit and Pittsburgh, who are fifth and sixth. Number one is the Ravens. You know, everyone's they're a sexy pick right now, the Ravens.
Now, Saquon ran on the Ravens, for what it's worth.
I
agree. He was the first guy to go 100 yards on him in like 20 games or whatever the number was.
The Ravens are number one in the league right now, allowing 80 yards per game. But this Packers team, they allow under 100 per game. And the Eagles, you know, we're allowing 104 a game. We're 10th in that. But the bottom line is good teams beat this Packer team. They played the Lions, the Vikings, and the Eagles a total of five times this year, and their record was 0-5. So Jordan Love, we know that he's young and exciting, and he's got a great future ahead of him, but right now Jordan Love is young and banged up and inconsistent, says he can't. You know, he has nerve issues
his ulnar nerve, which
is grip strength in the cold.
Well,
that does matter.
He said it then. We don't know if it still applies. If it still applies, that changes the whole game.
Okay.
Changes the whole game.
He's banged up. He's inconsistent.
He's
slumping when you would least prefer he slump if you're a Packers fan. And he's also without his big play guy, Christian Watson. So you look at the other side of that. And Jalen Hurts is rested. Jalen Hurts is studied up. He's prepared to go out there, and he's dying to show everyone how healthy he is. That's the bottom line, to show everyone how our offense can always be right no matter what they try to throw at us. So this Packers game, I do think, is going to remind the world, Eagles fans included, because I think we've forgotten to some degree how good this team is. When we play against other good teams, we continue to grow. They have continued to sort of slump, maybe flounder. They're more banged up than we are. I'm excited to just show. You know, our defense, look at those numbers. Number one in yardage, number two in scoring. That stuff is awesome. They have to play their best game to move the ball against us. I love the way we tackle. I love the way we hit. The toughness, it's all there. When this game gets elevated and guys start smacking each other and really trying to hurt each other, because that's what you do in the postseason. You really try to hurt that guy.
Yep.
We can do that better than everyone else, and that's why I think we're going to win this thing and continue to win.
Look, I'm curious, and Jen, I hear you, so it's funny. You're you are, yes, we're overconfident, and the Eagles are like very, very much likely to win. All right, Seltzer. Yes. It's classic. It's classic Philadelphia, by the way. James, are we overconfident?
Get ready for more classic Philadelphia, because we are overconfident. I'm overconfident, and I don't care. Like, I'm overconfident because I believe in this football team. Honestly, we talked about this recently, where you talked about I had more faith in the 2020, or you had more faith in the 2022 team.
Yeah.
I have more faith in this football team heading into the playoffs.
Why?
I think they are better than the 2022 team. Absolutely.
I do,
like,
too.
The 2022 defense was not this defense.
Yeah.
I know they got a lot of sacks, but they couldn't stop good quarterbacks. We always felt that Mahomes, we knew that could happen. We knew a team could come back against that defense.
This defense
all year has shut it down.
Yeah.
Like, I have such faith in this team, defense. I know I'm overconfident, and I'm okay with it.
Look, well, first off, that team had home field advantage, so that to me is a big difference at this stage than that stage. I just want to put that out there right out of the gate. You guys know I believed in Hurts more 2 years ago than I do now. Now, there's a lot of parts of this team that are better. Saquon,
the defense is so much better. Man.
I don't know if so much better, but they're better.
And ahead of schedule.
I would say
with
so much better,
young
too.
Players
it's possible.
At those key
possible.
Spots. This is so exciting.
All right, so look, where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Where do you personally stand? But then also, as you assess the assessments, you know, the fan base, the WIP talk, the talk show hosts, the callers that call in, do you think there is too much confidence in the air? And it's good to have it. It's fun. I mean, it means we got a really good, if not great, team. But do you think sometimes we get a little carried away? And you guys know I do think in terms of the Phillies, who have lost a couple years in a row when we flat out didn't expect them to in the postseason. I mean, it has happened. By the way, Eagles have lost home games at the Link in the playoffs. I mean, that has happened as well. Where do you stand on all this?
Yes, they have.
Thanks, Joe.
A team that is so significantly great, so much better than their opponent, is going to lose.
All right, good morning to you. You know, it's great to feel confident because it means we got a heck of a whatever. Football team, baseball team, hockey team, basketball team.
Well, yeah, like we would ever feel confident about those last two.
That was the 20th century.
Neither of the last two, let's be honest.
It was a long time ago.
When was the last time you felt confident about the Sixers? Like, actually confident? The Hawks series, maybe, before the dunk?
Yeah, well, 3-2 Boston was pretty good.
Yeah, but the Hawks series, I still was.
A little nervous there. I get it.
I think the Eagles are going to frighten people. The Eagles are going to go out and scare the rest of the NFC, the rest of the AFC. It is easy to... And we will be reminded how good we can look when we're operating at full efficiency.
Yeah, and look, they got a healthy squad. I mean, Hurts, it was great to hear what Sal Pal said in the update. We'll get to other audio through the show. Mulata talked and Lane talked positive comments about, you know, Hurts yesterday, which is fantastic. And we expected that. So, look, they have a healthy squad and playoffs are here. And look, and John, if Green Bay doesn't have their quarterback all right, then they got a hell of a problem. I mean, then they got.
You don't think they're playing fast and loose either?
I don't know. I mean, I it seemed like he had a legit injury last week.
No. That was legit. But I'm
the
just
the Eagles you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about Jordan Love.
No, I have no idea. I mean, we'll find out. We'll see in a couple days what he's got. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's kick it off with Tommy, who's giving us a shout. Tom, good morning, buddy.
Yo, Joe, how you doing?
Yo,
brother?
Tom.
This is it, man. It's different now. It's win or go home. And I feel confident. I feel different and confident than any other time in 58 years.
Wow. That's a big statement. Because, listen, there's five or six times.
That's a big statement.
We've had a lot. I mean, 02, 03, 04, 17, and 22.
Why do you feel more confident this time?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley.
All right. Mm. He's one of the greats ever.
I feel good about that, too.
The defense has carried us this far.
That's massive. This defense is the best defense in the NFL. This defense, the way they move, the way they envelop.
Play together.
Everything. Yeah, they know each other. They know their buddy and his assignment just as well as they know their own. You can tell the way that this defense plays that they will continue to, you know, this isn't just a fluky thing. This is a together group that is so young and dynamic at the same time, yet tight and well coached from above with this sage-like wisdom coming down from the booth via Vic Fangio. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm with you. I think that the winning, the recipe is going to be a little bit different, though. I think Barkley is going to be used a little bit more heavily in the second half. The Eagles are going to come out throwing the ball, whether he's rough or not.
Well, Tom, I'll say this. I don't know if they can use him more in the second half. The question, I think, is actually will they use him more in the first half? Because he usually gets used an awful lot in the second half, but less so in the first. And I'll be fascinated to find out if they give him, like, all the carries in the first half. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because normally Kenny Gainwell gets mixed in, you know, a decent amount. We'll see.
I'll tell you, if that offensive line does like I think and starts pulling, that should open holes for everybody, especially Goddard in the middle of the field. He needs to be outright and stay involved in this deal to go the whole way. We need him.
Yeah, look, he's a good player. Tom, good call kicking us off, man. Appreciate that. By the way, when you call today, you got a shot to win a four-pack of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show happening at the Pennsylvania Convention Center coming up starting on the 11th here, just in, what is that, 2 days from now. Goes from January 11th to the 20th for tickets and more information on the Philly Auto Show. Get yourself to phillyautoshow.com. That's phillyautoshow.com. So the Packers known for a lot of things. I mean, Lombardi, Lambeau, you know, Favre, Rodgers, the whole deal. Also the cheese element. I mean, the cheese head thing, that whole thing. All right. And I don't think it's cheesy. I actually think it's kind of amusing. As a non-Packers fan, I think the cheese head thing is, you know, it's different. It's, you know, whatever. But we'll go from that form of cheese, John, to a different form of cheese. And I'm not talking Velveeta. I'm talking movie scenes and TV scenes that are cheesy.
I hope everyone knows that you're saying Velveeta wrong on purpose.
Velveeta,
now,
yes, Velveeta good.
It's a long term joke.
Not know
Velveeta
that
good.
You were saying it wrong at first.
Seriously?
Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah. It came from actual
happen.
Not knowing that
he
it, you
actually
know, Velveeta.
Did
yeah.
pronounce it Velveeta.
Yes, he did.
And
Velveeta
he thought
good.
That was right.
I
yes,
still think
did.
It's right. Velveeta good. All right. So here's the deal. Give me an answer today to this question. In honor of the cheese, or dishonor, if you want to put it that way. Cheesiest scene ever in a movie or a show. Look, there's so many great shows out there, and then not good ones. But different levels of shows, they all have cheese.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even some good stuff, good movies have cheese, but a lot of bad movies have cheese. John, when you think of a notable scene that is cheesy, for whatever reason,
yeah, sure.
What do you got as an answer here, John?
Well, this has got to be one of the all-time cheesiest scenes, and then replicated in its cheesiness, the clay, the pots.
That was my answer!
Yeah,
from Ghost?
Ghost.
That was my answer!
Throwing
I got
pots
look.
With sensuality.
I'm ready to roll here! Yeah. Like, same answer, dude!
Dave
really
told me it was going to be his answer.
I told him before, yeah.
Oh, man.
I believe
Sorry
both
to take
of you.
Your stuff. But
I believe it.
It's. I actually just rewatched it over break. I rewatched Ghost over
Good.
Break. It's so cheesy, that scene. It is like epically
limitlessly
cheesy. Limitlessly.
Endlessly. Yes, just, but, and it's, wow. But think about this.
I know.
Sexy clay pot throwing.
Arms around. Let's go.
Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Oh, wow.
Great answer. All right, Rhea, give me an answer.
She might win an Oscar this year, by the way, Demi Moore.
Yeah. Demi?
Yeah. She just won the Golden Globe.
Wow. All right. By the way, you know what's sad here? And yes, because the fires, I was going to get to this, but I'll say this. Joan Rivers' daughter, Melissa Rivers, ran into Joan Rivers' home. Of course, Joan Rivers passed away a number of years ago, grabbed two Emmys and just ran out.
Wow.
Like, that's what you got. Emmys, couple clothes, and ran out.
My buddy just landed.
My there,
buddy
yeah.
just visited here 2 days ago, just landed in L.A. Recently.
So
sent me the picture. The sky is completely black.
Yeah.
I mean, like, red, but black.
It's really awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Really, I mean, it's like all time awful.
It's some hard
of the,
to watch.
Yeah, some of the videos on like social media and stuff are some of the scarier things you get. Like people taking videos from inside their house with like flames surrounding it. It's crazy.
I'm actually shocked the death toll has been reported as low as it has
been.
I
agree with you.
I mean, did that many people really get out? I mean, you think about people in wheelchairs. I mean, there's, you know, people.
Well,
like,
I saw them evacuating hospitals.
I know,
and all,
but I mean people in their homes, you know, like, you know, because there's always the person that says, I'm not leaving.
Of course.
I'm not leaving. And then there's the, when you finally do, the roads are congested. But apparently the death toll hasn't been that bad yet, and hopefully it stays that way. But the destruction is, it's really very sad. All right. Mm-hmm. From that to Rhea, a cheesy scene,
ridiculous
movie or show. What do you got?
Nicolas Cage, Con Air. The entire movie is cheesy, but the best, cheesiest line in it is, I said, put the bunny back in the box.
Look, so Con Air is a classic with that stuff. A lot of ways to go. I'm going to go to one of my favorites, but my least favorite in the franchise, and that would be Rocky V. And this is a scene, I want to be clear, I like this scene. When Rocky at the end beats up Tommy Gunn and, you know, hits him.
It's got
him
the sweet takedown move,
it has
man.
That,
the spinning
right? I know.
Takedown.
And the septa bust. But it also has Rocky's kid saying, beat him up, he stole my jacket. And it's like we've gone from Rocky and Apollo and Rocky 1, and all I want to do is go the distance to Rock's
it's
kid saying,
tragic.
Beat him up,
You're
he
right.
stole my jacket.
You're right.
Like that,
it,
right.
By how far they have fallen, right?
All right, good morning to you. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, big show. As Rhea mentioned, Jason Kelce in about an hour. It'd be fun to talk to him not only about the playoff game, but also his TV show with ESPN, which, of course, debuted over the weekend. So we'll get his thoughts on that. I guess I think the second show is this weekend, because I think it's five straight Saturdays at 1 a.m., basically Friday night. But Saturday morning, technically 1 a.m. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, James, since we last convened, or at least a couple days ago when we came back from the holiday, Philly's had another signing, this Joe Ross guy. What do we need to know? Not John Ross.
No.
Not Joe DeCamera.
Not Tyson Ross, his brother, former pitcher of the Padres.
No. Not Joe DiMaggio.
No.
Joe Ross, what do we need to know?
So Joe Ross, injuries have plagued his career. He's a guy who had a lot of talent.
One of those guys.
I always really liked him. He was with Washington for a while. I really liked him as an arm, as an upside kind of guy. He missed 3 years. So he's basically out of the majors from 2021 to 2024. Came back last year to kind of reestablish himself a bit. He's like a long man, I think is what it'll be for the Phillies. He was formerly a starter, has worked out of the bullpen and started over his career. Spot start guy, you know, can kind of...
Vince Velasquez?
Yeah, well, what Vince, what he became, what Velasquez, well, I mean, you know, missed 3 years. So it is a risk reward type of move. It didn't cost much, but he is a guy who does have talent. I've always liked Joe Ross. Okay. It's just, I have no idea. He's never pitched more than 25 games in a season, you know? So.
All right. Well, we'll see what he's got. Obviously, if Phil's go to spring
don't
training.
Don't get the jersey is what
month.
You're telling me.
Yeah. I'm just saying, exactly. You know, maybe he stays healthy and that'd be cool.
All right. So Jaws, I want to get to this audio. This was earlier this week on our program. I think he's the most overconfident of all that are overconfident. I don't think you can be more overconfident than he is. Love Jaws, but I think he went too far here with this one. Here's Ron Jaworski earlier this week with us.
The Eagles are the better team. I watched the Brazil game again last night just to go through it, refresh my memory. And just think back, that was, you know, week one, new coaching staff pretty much in Philadelphia. The Eagles did not play well in that game. It was probably one of the worst games Jalen's played as an Eagle. You know, two bad interceptions, just wasn't sharp. He was learning the system. You know, that was before the bye, as we say, kind of the turning point to this season. But thinking of where this team is now and where it was that first week in Brazil, this team is so good, Joe. I watch these young players, you know, the way they're playing right now. It's exciting to me. And, you know, I see Zach Bond, a guy in week one, we didn't know who he was, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, he's playing like the league MVP on defense. This defense is very good. The offense is very good. I just see no way. I see no way the Packers beat the Eagles.
Well, Joe, hold on. You see no way.
I see no way, Joe.
Okay.
Wow.
That
is really a hell of a statement, Jaws. I mean, give me a little bit more on why. That shocks me.
Well, I think Jordan Love is overrated. He's a solid quarterback, but he's overrated. They're going to be about one of their wide receivers in Watson, who's a guy that they can get the ball to, and Jordan Love likes to get the ball to. I just, when I look at them defensively, they're good on defense, but I think when we're healthy. And then Saquon Barkley, I'm thinking of watching the tape last night when I went through it. You know, Saquon Barkley, that was his first game. He was just getting a feel for this offense. We didn't see a 2,005-yard rusher that week one. This offensive line will dominate up front. The wide receivers, I just see inability to stop it. Dallas Goedert now healthy again. I think the offense is playing at a very high level right now. Again, when I heard the comment coming on about Jalen, you know, I agree he should be 100% for the game, but right now he's on in the protocol. So that's a little bit of a concern. But I'm telling you, this team is really, really good. And it's young. It's fast. It's aggressive. It's now well coached. You know, Vic Fangio's done a tremendous job of turning his defense around at every level of defense, defensive line, linebackers, secondary, all good young, fast players that will whack you when you get the opportunity to do it.
All right, that's Jaws earlier this week. I mean, I don't think you can be more overconfident than the Eagles can't lose.
How about the statement, it's now well coached? Did you notice that part?
Oh, I did not. That was the coordinators.
It's now well coached.
As opposed to last year, you think, or earlier this season, you think?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's now well coached is an interesting way of thinking of it, though, because I agree. This team...
Well, certainly compared to last year.
Well, yeah. The Fangio effect on defense, the togetherness, the understanding, the complete understanding of what they're trying to do as a whole.
I hear you, man. All right, so look, let's get a lot of calls in here. Do you think that you / others... are overconfident, or do we have this thing sized up well? I mean, look, I haven't heard anyone pick the Packers, and I don't think anyone should pick the Packers, but that doesn't mean they can't win. You know, of course they could win. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Also, a super cool, and I mean this, super cool, Merrill and Mike montage of the season. Joe Wechter put something together for us. We're going to get to that shortly. It's the whole regular season. It's special, and I feel certain that you will enjoy it quite a bit. We'll get to that in short order this segment. All right, let's talk to Mike right now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, Hard Chargers? I had to do a little shout-out to
Rios action. Love it.
A little Rios action.
Hard Chargers?
I'm outdoors. I've been outdoors. I've been training outdoors since 5 a.m., boys, because it's playoff season.
It is. It's also cold, by the way. 5 a.m., I noticed. It was very, very cold. Very cold.
You're built like a frail little girl, it is.
You know, the river's freezing behind the camera as I look out.
Oh, wow, it is, actually. You're right. Good call.
It's amazing. Yeah.
There is ice.
Yeah, the Schuylkill's frozen.
It's crazy.
All right, Mike, trivia question for you. For you, speaking of the cold. What are Bill Belichick's two rules for when it's cold?
Gosh, no sleeves and
opposite. Running backs must have sleeves because it makes it less likely to fumble the ball. And
that's not true.
I'm telling you,
that's wrong.
Okay, take it up with Belichick.
Wrong.
And the other one is no spat beneath the cleats. You got to have proper footing.
Spat is over the cleats.
Okay.
Right.
Underneath the shoe. Telling you there's two rules.
Underneath the shoe, but over the top of the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
They're his rules. Right. Just take it up with him if you don't like it. All right, Mike, what do you got on this game, my man?
Listen, it's simple, all right? Stop overthinking everything in your life. We are home. We are healthy. We are rested. Our offense is better than their defense. Our defense is better than our offense. You think Saquon season ends now? Are you out of your mind? There's no way we lose this game. I don't do any sports betting. I'm throwing a paycheck on the Eagles this weekend. Joe, I'd be more shocked if you beat Drew from Westchester and beat the Hammer.
Come on. If I beat him, the other way around, homie. Don't be doing that to me.
No way we're losing this game. Just look at it simply. Just put the pieces together. We're better across the board.
The Eagles are. No, that's right. The Eagles are a better team. All right, Mike, give me a cheesy scene.
Before I go,
Since you kind of petered out, I helped you out there. You right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike, a cheesy scene. Joe, yes, sir. Yes.
All right, so you pull from the Rocky franchise. I'm going to pull from the Rocky franchise. Let me see if you have your Rocky knowledge in play. If I could change, if you could change, then everybody could change.
What's
the end of Rocky Four?
What's the question? You said you test my knowledge. That's child's play.
I'm guessing that's his answer.
That's 1+1.
That's my answer.
Well, you're going to test my knowledge. You think that's testing my knowledge? I'm insulted. What do you think? I thought that was Rocky.
We've replicated that scene on the show many times.
All right, Mike, good call, buddy. Playing around with us. What do you think? I think that's Rocky Two? Come on, man.
That's Mikhail Gorbachev in the background, looking exactly like Mikhail Gorbachev.
It was actually him.
No.
Yeah, they brought him in. Stallone brought him in.
It really did look like
him. All right, so it's actually the real Merrill and the real Mike. As Joe Wechter put together a tremendous regular season montage of what has obviously been a very special season to date. Let's hope it is a all-time special season. Now, for that to happen, they got to win it all, and they got a real shot in the next month. Let's relive this season. The moments are going to be coming fast and furious at you, and I'm sure you'll remember some and not remember all. But put it together in your mind as it goes. Here we go. Merrill Montage Regular Season Edition. We're going to need a montage.
Ooh, it takes a montage. I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
Saquon Barkley to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Damn.
Eagles of the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. First looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. He is going deep. It is caught. A.J. Brown. Touchdown! 67 yards. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Hurts into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped! He put it into the hands of Barkley, and he dropped it. A win was in the Eagles' pocket. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go! Touchdown, Saquon Barkley! 65-yard touchdown run, and the Eagles are going to pull off the upset.
Oh, turn out the lights on the Saints.
The Bucs 33, the Eagles 16.
This team's 2-2.
The kick is blocked. It's blocked. It's picked up by the Browns. And into the end zone goes Rodney McLeod. Wide open. Smith, 30, 25, 20. Touchdown, Devontae Smith.
Hello.
It's hard to win in this league. Like, when our crowd cheers for us, we thrive off them. And, you know, we hear them when they boo. We don't necessarily like it. Do you guys think it was loud? No? Do you think it was loud? Somebody answer. Just say yes.
Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley. Hand off again to Barkley. He's free. He's at the 40. On his feet at the 20. He's done it again. Give goes to Barkley. He breaks two tackles. Three. He's at the 40. And he carries three Giants to the 49-yard line.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you. I want you to do it if you want to do it.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene.
What a play by the rookie Cooper DeGene.
Hand off to Moss, and he won't go. They smacked him in the backfield.
Look at Brandon Graham. Look at the energy that the old guy brings to this defense.
He is going deep, and it is caught. Devontae Smith, touchdown, the bomb. Fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did. He did.
What am I watching?
Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted to Kobe Dean! He picks it off of the end zone. The Eagles are going to escape. The Kobe Dean saved the game. Hurts sneaks, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown! Dallas Goddard, touchdown! Johnny Wilson, his first touchdown in the NFL. Eagles beat Dallas. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. Eagles are now 7-2. Back goes Daniels. He's been chased. He's been hit. He's sacked inside the 30. Just sweat, Goddard.
Sweaty.
Barkley across the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10. Goodbye!
He's unbelievable.
Daniels goes back. He lets it fly. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Blankenship. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside. Uh-oh. He's at the 40, the 50. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards. Stafford. Here comes the rush. He's in. BG. Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I got chipped. Tore my tricep, man.
How hard was it to play with the elbow before this final injury?
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. And I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building.
As the catch is made by Henry, and he is just bounced down by Cooper DeGene.
Cooper DeGene comes up, wraps him up, lifts him up, and puts him on his back.
The final score, the Eagles 24, the Baltimore Ravens 19. Barkley needs 30 yards to set the record. Barkley, first down.
And more.
Saquon Barkley has just set the Eagles all-time single season rushing record.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy LeSean Shady McCoy. Listen, super special shout out to my boy Saquon Barkley, also to the offensive line for breaking my single season Eagles franchise record.
Can the Eagles win the game right here? Back goes Young. He's being chased. He's running with the football, firing, and it's back down. Eagles win.
Slay. What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. I know that one is trying, and I mean, 11 could be a little better.
I want to start off by just, you know, apologizing to my guys.
BG, just being BG is emotional. You know, me and Jalen are good.
Hurst looks, fires complete. AJ Brown in the back of the end zone. After the game, the reporters will ask AJ Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passes.
His head hit the ground pretty hard there after he took the hit from Frankie Louvu. So on this third down play, Kenny Pickett is going to come in.
Pickett back. He fires. He completes. AJ Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass as an Eagle. It's intercepted. Running with the football is Gardner Johnson. Touchdown, Eagles on a pick six. Barkley breaks the tackle. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history as the Eagles finish with a 14-3 record. Not bad.
How about that? Hey, listen, three congratulations. The Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill and Mike, and Joe Wechter for putting that together.
That was freaking awesome.
Wasn't it?
Like, awesome.
Wasn't
the music changes, the way it all went together, like, and I know how much he worked on it. Like, no, shout out to Wechter.
I know. He was in here one night this week
For like 4 hours by himself.
I felt bad when he texted me about that. I'm like, dude, I don't want you in here at 7 o'clock at night. What did you guys not remember?
I made a list.
Or remember.
A couple things.
Oh, go ahead. Geez.
I didn't remember Nick doing the after the Browns game. They're like, somebody say yes. Can somebody, like,
remember that?
I remembered it being awkward at the podium. I didn't remember the specifics of that. And also, I just didn't remember. I remembered that the three plays were, just remembering that the leap, the Devontae touchdown catch, and then N'Kobe Dean saves the game. Yeah. They were all in the same game. I had forgotten that, too, is pretty wild. Yeah, there was stuff, I remembered most of it, but there were certain things that kind of was like, oh, yeah, it's not like I forgot them. Mm-hmm. They were just not front of mind.
John, what about you?
I can't believe how far things have come in the right direction that we no longer have Nick's children at those post game.
But we might in a month.
The post game.
And honestly, he could earn
Super
it.
Bowl.
He could earn
Sunday.
It. No one will rip him
we
for
might.
That one.
I think he wouldn't. I think he'd wait till they win it all.
Yeah, win it all.
Yeah.
But if they do, he should do that. I think if they win it all, bring your kids up to the freaking podium.
No doubt. Yeah. But that's if you win it all.
Yeah, I went to it for an NFC Championship game. All right, Rhea, what hit you from the montage?
I can't believe we made Brandon Graham cry.
Well, listen. We had a couple guys crying in here this year.
Yeah, it's been an emotional year.
A little bit of emotional year.
It has been something. All right, so look, 215-592-9494. We'd love to get your reaction to what you just heard. It's obviously been a special year, and that, you know, roughly five-minute chunk obviously, you know, summed a lot of it up. So the next game, of course, is the Eagles-Green Bay, except it's not actually the next game. The next game is Penn State-Notre Dame. Ladies and gentlemen, that is tonight. We're airing the game right here on WIP 730.
So cool.
It is really cool. By the way, Ben Davis, Mr. Delco, I mean, this is like right up Delco's alley.
Oh,
right?
Delco is split right now. This is a tough, tough scene.
All right, so here's the deal. We've got two different Twitter poll questions of the day today related to Penn State and Notre Dame. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling. And Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who wins tonight? Will it be Penn State or Notre Dame? A spot in the national championship game awaits one of these two for the first time in a while. Now, Notre Dame was there the Manti Te'o year 2013, but otherwise hasn't been there in a long time other than that one.
They got crushed, and that was like 41-0 or something?
Got crushed. And then, of course, Penn State, you got to go back to 86. So, and sadly, 94 they should have been, but you know, we all know that deal.